Mira and Fuel were sitting on the mattresses with Gregor. The badger only spoke when it was necessary, and she slept a lot. But Mira had stayed by her side the whole 6 days, constantly looking after her friend and chatting to her of what was going on in the abbey.
Guess what, Gregor? I hear there's going to be a little celebration in your honour this evening. Isn't that right, Fuel?
The pretty squirrel maid looped her tail over her eyes.
Oh, Mira, it was going to be a surprise, and now you've gone and given the secret away. What will Friar Bob and Broggle say?
Gregor chuckled hoarsely.
Oh, I already knew. My hearing is still as good as ever. I heard them discussing the menu this morning. I hear quite a lot lying here. Like now, for instance, trouble's headed our way, the rascals.
The old badger smiled as Burab and Nimbalo marched up and seated themselves beside Mira and Fuel. Despite his initial reluctance, the Harvest Mouse had taken to abbey life like a duck to water. He was everywhere at once, down in the cellars, picking up hints from Drog, working in the kitchen, learning from the cooks, or out in the orchard, helping with the growing of berries, nuts and fruit. He spent quite a bit of time with Burab. They got along famously together, usually trying to outfib one another. Today, they were both in garrulous form.
What ho, ladies? Couldn't resist the chance of a visit to three jolly pretty charmers, eh? What?
If that oaf thinks I'm a pretty charmer, he's blinder than me.
Gregor whispered to Ferl and Mira. She turned her attention to the new visitors.
So then, what's your real reason for bothering us? You tell me, Nimbalo. I can't believe a word that hare says.
The Harvest Mouse stuck his chest out proudly.
Oh, I'm an even better fibber than Burab, ma'am. But I'll tell the truth this time. It's that pair in the kitchen, old Friar Bob and Broggle. They won't let us help with the victuals. Run the pair of us off, didn't they, mate?
Burab's earbells jingled as he nodded agreement.
Rather, sent us packing on our way, and what for, may I ask? A couple of pawfuls of candied chestnuts, a measly taste of summer trifle, a few sips of elderberry wine, and what else was it, Nimbalo, old scout?
A mushroom and gravy flan, bowl of salad, and some of that soft white cheese with celery and hazelnuts in it, and a...
Mira interrupted the Harvest Mouse.
Stop! That's quite enough. It sounds as if you tried to clean the pantries up between you. No wonder you were chased out. If I'd been there, I would have showed you the way out with a broom, and you'd still be smarting from it, you pair of gluttons.